Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Thanks for staying with us, folks. This is Luke. You know the segment Campfire Talk with Larry Weissoon. Larry and I have been doing that together now. We were trying to calculate exactly how long. About 8 years, give or take a few months. Long time. Every week we get a chance to visit with all of you. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, Larry's a well-known outdoorsman all over the country, but Texas, he's waves the flag for all of us that enjoy hunting. And he's a great friend. And the way you hear Larry talking on the radio is exactly how he is, just a super nice person. You know, in this little segment, we've got a lot more coming up, hunting and fishing talk, but let me give you a recipe for making some camp beans that is absolutely awesome. I love to do outdoor cooking. I did a outdoor cooking column for a big metropolitan newspaper here in Texas, I guess the biggest paper in Texas for several years, and I love to camp cook, I call it. This is a recipe, a simple recipe for grilled or beans cooked on the grill. They taste a whole lot like baked beans, except they're way easier to make than baked beans, and truly I think they're more tasty being cooked out on a fire. But you can cook them in the house. You don't have to have a wood fire going, but just so happens a little cabin I've got on our property, I have a fire pit out front and plenty of oak and hickory wood, so I do a lot of outdoor cooking right on the grill over the coals there. But I cooked this last week for a couple of buddies that came over. Actually, I had some bratwurst sausage from Wild Hog that I'd made. And here's the way we do the beans. Just get you a cast iron skillet. You can use a Dutch kettle, just a thick wall skillet or pot's what you're going to need. And chip up a couple of pieces of bacon, just cut it in little slivers, and fry that. Get it almost crispy, but not quite crispy. And then throw in a handful of chopped onions. And all this depends on how many beans you're cooking, you know, how many people you're serving. But this will serve, you know, four average eaters. Throw in a handful of onions in there with that bacon, and then dice up one or two jalapenos, seed them, and remove the veins, so you'll take a lot of the heat out. Unless you like the heat, then just chop the whole peppers up in there. And saute those peppers with it, with that, and then I really love fresh garlic. Take about 5 pods of garlic, smash it, you put a flat side of your knife down or whatever and smash it, and then chop it up real fine. Throw it in there, the diced garlic in there with your onions and jalapenos and your bacon. So you're pretty well on your way right there. The rest of it is real easy. Take a can of, I get the cheapest pork and beans that I can find. You're going to add the flavor to these beans. But take, if you've got a lot of people, well, you might want to cook as many as a gallon, you know, of pork and beans, a big can of them, or usually just a couple of smaller cans will feed several people with the sausages or whatever you're serving with it. But put the beans in there next, and then take you a bottle of water and pour about half of it in that skillet, too. Stir everything around. Now, here's what really puts the baked bean flavor in this outdoor cooking recipe. Take a handful of dark brown sugar. Throw it in there, too, and stir it around. Now, you do remember you've got to have the water, or if you don't, you know, they'll scorch on you really quick. You have to watch the liquid level, especially if you're cooking over a campfire like I do. But stir all that together and let it bubble along there for, you know, 30, 40 minutes real slow. Watch it closely. You might need to pull it away from the flame just to keep it heated. We had that last week. A couple of buddies came over, and I had a good oak fire, and I had the coals down just right. But with that, I put some bratwurst sausage that I'd made from Wild Hog and venison, a mixture. I love to make sausage at home, but that was, I asked those old boys, I said, what do you think? You think we can get by on this? And I'll tell you what, there was no sausage, nor were there any beans left when they got through eating. We had a great time. And that's a good recipe for you, good way to put beans to use. Now, if you want to cook those at home, take them out on your fishing trip, you know, for the evening meal or when you're at camp, you know, that's even better if you want to cook them ahead of time, and they're just maybe tastier after they've been in a refrigerator a day or two, you know. Now, we do have time in this little segment to talk. Let me give you some tips or things that I've learned about cooking wild pork. Now, just last week, I lived very close to some good hog hunting, and I shot a little eater hog that I'm going to make pulled pork out of barbecue. But you can take the pork, and a lot of people have a tendency to cook wild pork like they do domestic pork. Usually there's not a lot of fat in wild pork, and you have to take that into consideration, you know, when you're cooking it. I was a judge at a wild pork contest a couple of years ago, and by and large, most everyone had cooked that pork too dry. To me, wild pork, the flavor is better than venison. I love venison, but I absolutely love wild pork. What I'll do is season it up really good with a rub. Say you're going to cook a ham or a shoulder of a, most hogs are going to weigh 125 pounds. This little ham probably is not going to weigh over 6 pounds, you know. Rub it with the rub that you like. You can even poke holes in it and insert garlic and slivers of jalapeno, whatever. Now, put it on your smoker. I like to use an electric smoker. I have one that's called a Smokin' Tex. I've had it for years, electric smoker. And you just set the thermostat, and you don't have to worry about it. But with the wild pork, I'll smoke it for maybe, an hour at, say, 225. And I'll put some wild plum wood or hickory or oak, whatever I'm using. Fruit wood is good. If you have some wild plum, that's really my favorite. But put some wood in the smoke box, and if you're cooking on a conventional smoker, just smoke it at a lower temperature for about an hour. Now, this is going to make all the difference in the world. I use these little throwaway aluminum pans. Get you one of those, or two or three, as many as you need. Put that ham or shoulder, whatever, in that. Add some barbecue sauce for moisture. But remember, the wild pork's not going to have a lot of moisture in it. And seal it up with the aluminum foil. Don't poke holes in it. Just seal it up. Put it in that smoker. Bone in on these hams, of course. And I'll let it go, folks. I'll usually try to do it where I'm putting it on at bedtime, say 9:30 at night, and let it cook at about 190 to 200 all night, 12 to 14 hours. And I guarantee you that'll be some of the best pork you've ever eaten in your life. When I get ready to eat it, I'll drain all the juice off of it, that barbecue sauce and the juice in the ham that comes out. Drain all that off and chop it, and it'd be chopped, of course, chopped pork, pulled pork, some people call it, but I like to chop it. Add some more barbecue sauce and season to flavor, season it with garlic or whatever you like. Guarantee you, folks, it'll be some of the best pork you've ever eaten. Thought you might enjoy the little recipe here that we did today. We'll do these occasionally from time to time, and I'll share some cooking information with you.
Howdy, folks. It's Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.